Giants baseball coming up. Marty Lurie here with Tyler Sear, and good to see you. You know, you look good. You're ready for spring training here. Bring the fans up to date a little bit on what happened to you and where we are today.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thanks for having me again, Marty. Yeah. So pretty much 2018 was here as a non-roster invite. During that time, I had some pain in my elbow. Was just really honored to be here and kind of didn't want to say anything, so continued to pitch. Long story short, ended up having a broken elbow. So we went and fixed it up. Rehab was about 6 months, so I was ready for spring last year after my first live batting practice post-op. I pulled my hamstring. So then I had to rehab that, stayed in spring training, or sorry, stayed in extended for about a month. And then from there was healthy and went to AA and had the chance to compete again, and had a really healthy year. Went down to AAA for about a month and won the national championship with the guys. And now I'm here. So it's just, you know, it's exciting to be back and healthy and I think, in my opinion, better than ever.
Tyler Sear is with us. How do you get a broken elbow? I know Tommy John, I've heard that. How do you get a broken elbow?
Yeah, so it was in a growth plate. So it actually just didn't fuse when I was younger. We noticed it when I got drafted. They asked if I had any pain. I did not. And come and find out, 2018 is when I started having pain. Arguably the biggest time, I thought at my and at that point, I thought that was the biggest time of my career, but I was wrong. Probably the biggest time of my career was rehabbing so I could learn more about myself and become a better person, better teammate, and overall better baseball player.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Well, winning the championship was fun last year. I mean, you had people coming up and down. And yeah. How about that, going through that? What was that like?
Yeah, it was definitely an experience. On the fly, learned quick for me. So it was awesome to be there and compete with the guys, especially in playoff baseball. You see, you know, we may not have the best day, but the ball is passed off to one of our teammates, and then he picks you up, and vice versa. So it was great. We went on a great run. Everyone came closer together, and it was just the icing on the cake was obviously a national championship game to win that, as well as before that, the PCL championship was just as fun. Yeah.
Yeah, what fun. All right. Have you had your player personnel meeting? Have you had your meeting down here yet? Let's hear what they say to you.
Yeah, I have. I have. It was pretty transparent, which was awesome to see that. You know, they told me some things I need to work on. And, you know, the main focus was your strengths. Don't ever deviate from your strengths. And I was excited to hear that. And my strengths are, you know, I'm going to be up in the zone with my fastball. And I have an elite fastball that carries through the zone. And also my pitchability with my changeup is really good. The swing and miss percentage are really low. Same with the cutter. So I need to stick to my strengths and also build off of some of my, you know, I would say weaknesses. That's fine. I'm humbled to say that. And those would be landing more curveballs early in the count for strikes and just attacking the zone consistently.
Yeah. Well, you're a Bay Area guy. You play for the Giants. You got a lot ahead of you. How do you feel?
Really excited. You know, I think the injury taught me a lot about myself. Had time to kind of go back to the drawing board with a lot of people here and the staff and kind of rebuild who I am as a pitcher, which is really exciting. And I think that it was just the beginning. I think there's more to it, and I have way more to learn. And the growth is still so much more room for growth.
Tyler Sear is with us. Have you seen a change? And I know we talk about player personnel meetings and pitch the curve this way up in the zone, which people like to do these days. You like to see the fastball up there. Have things changed in your few years with the Giants as the approach with all the coaches and all the video and all that?
So actually, it's changed every single year I've been with the Giants. We haven't had the same staff that we ended the year. We haven't had the same staff to begin the year on the minor league side. And here especially, coming from 18 and having Boach here and, you know, having the legacy of him and, you know, Bum and all the guys that kind of built the platform for that amazing three-year run, you know, it's definitely different. Now, on the flip side, we have another great skipper in Cap, who's, you know, making it a point to get to know everybody, and so is his staff. There's no walking down the hall and not knowing somebody. They're coming out and stopping you and introducing themselves and saying hello. So that's cool to see that, especially for me coming here and not really knowing anyone.
Yeah. All right. So other things about you. First of all, you had a tremendous year last year in coming back at Richmond. Steve Klein talks about you a lot. Of course, coming up to Sacramento as well. What about last year? How did you assess what you did last year?
Yeah, for an assessment level, it's always for me. Yeah. It's the last day of the season. I'm not a huge stat guy. I don't really look at the numbers. I try to win every single day. And I think if you come in and you do your process correctly every single day, the results will follow. For me, I think it was a very successful year, and you could always say that because we won. We were the last team on the field, and that's the goal. You know, now that's the goal here at the big league level, is to be the last team on the field in October. You know, everyone says, here we go, we got, you know, 7 or 8 months. Well, the goal is actually to play 9 months. And, you know, I think that building the platform in AAA last year and getting a taste of that, it makes me so much more hungry, so much more room for growth, like I said before, and I'm just really excited to learn.
Yeah, the one thing I see, it's a hungry camp. It's a hungry camp, and I think that's good when you get young players who are hungry to make it in the major league. So I agree with you on that. You're in the news otherwise. You've had a lot to say about the compensation of minor leaguers. It's a big story. Things are happening. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, I kind of was, you know, I had my back against the wall, you know, for my love for the game and the absolute disrespect when it came to getting compensated in the pay. So I think I was in a great position to speak out, and I think social media is a huge platform, and I wanted to use it in a positive manner. I didn't want to use it and you know, degrade the Giants or, you know, how they did it. So I tried to think about the best way to do it, and I think I did all right. I'm not perfect. I'm still learning a lot when it comes to that and using the platform correctly. And I'll state it like I always state it. I think the Giants are first class. I think they do lead the pack in a lot of things. This new upscale and the pay is a start. Realistically, is it livable? I'll be honest. No, it's we went from minimum wage, below minimum wage, to still below minimum wage. So it's a start, though. And I think that this is something that's moving in the right direction. And I have faith in the Giants to lead the pack in a few other ways that they already do and they continue to do. And I wanted to speak out for those who couldn't. You know, for those who may not have been as successful on paper as I was or I have been. Because I know that this game is very unforgiving, and the ball could have bounced the other way for me, and on paper I couldn't have had a good year, and that's baseball. And so I'm grateful for every time the ball does bounce my way, and I learn from every time the ball does bounce my way. And I wanted to use that platform to speak for those who couldn't.
Very well said. Well, the family must be proud of you, everyone. And we know you have listeners here in the Bay Area. You want to say hello?
Yeah, I know. I know my Uncle Tony is going to be listening. I know my mom, my grandpa will be listening, my grandpa Ron. I could sit here and name my whole family. My dad will be listening, my stepmom Chrissy. You know, it's just really exciting to get the buzz going again. My family took a lot of the brunt when I got hurt, because I kind of sheltered myself because I didn't want them to see me at a low point. And I pride myself in every single time I see my family to be a strong, positive focal point whenever I see them. You know, and during that time, I wasn't. I was injured. I was walking with a limp from taking bone from my hip, and I was, you know, I was injured. So when I was able to be healthy and go see them, I did. And now they're excited to see that I'm still here in the Giants camp and get another opportunity. And it's just really awesome. You know, I love my family back home in the Bay Area. I love all my friends in the Bay Area. And we're just excited to be here.
That's great. Tyler Sear, great. Look, get that fastball up in the zone, yeah. And not too many sinkers. Get them off balance with a curveball and sliders away. And I'll see you in Cooperstown.
I appreciate it, Marty. Thank you again for having me. Thank
all
you.
All right.
Very good. Good young man. All right. More coming up. KMBR 680, 104.5 FM right here on the Sports Leader.